saved, say amen. If you're glad that you're saved, say amen. If you're glad you know the Lord, say amen. If you're glad you got a King James Bible, say amen. If you don't, well, I'll get you one. Acts chapter 26. God being my help. Acts chapter 26. If you're there, say amen. I see here a couple more pages. I'll give you all a moment. Acts chapter 26. Verse number 18. I love it when Jesus is speaking in clear red. The Bible says to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. God being my help, I'm going to be preaching on hell. That every sinner, lost sinner, needs to be saved. Because if they are not saved, church, if they never accept the Lord as their Savior, they're doomed. If you do not know the Lord as your Savior, you're doomed forever in a place called hell, where the worm dieth not and the fire, and where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Jesus preached more on hell than he did on heaven. He came to warn people that hell is a real place, that no man does not need to go there. No man at all. I mean, hell was not made for man. Hell was made for the devil and his angels. And that's where the devil's going to burn for all eternity. And Jesus is going to throw him back into the lake of fire. And those of us that are saved, we're going to rule and reign with Christ. But them that are not saved, their father is the devil, because they have not accepted Jesus as their Savior. Because hell is more real than it's ever been. And it's right beneath us. There's heaven, there's hell. God made it so simple that it's easy for someone to be convicted of their sin. And God can show them that they're lost. I'm glad I can say that that night, March 14th, 2012, Jesus, the Holy Ghost of God, came to where I was and convicted me of my sin. Showed me I was lost. Showed me I was a sinner. Lost and undone without God and having no hope and without God in the world. And that night, March 14th, 2012, at 8:33 that night, Jesus came into my life. Jesus came into my heart and changed my life and saved my soul, changed my destiny, changed my future, changed my desires. He saved me, church. And anyone today can get saved. Amen. It's the burn, eternity, hell is for eternity. King Agrippa, it says in verse 28, then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. You know, to be almost saved is to be totally lost. Because hell, I just got 3 points. Number one is a place of torment. Number two, a place of torture. Because torment, it's just going to keep on going forever and ever, and it ain't going to stop. The fire's not going to be quenched. It's just going to keep on burning. Sinners are still going to be in hell. They're going to be more dead than they've ever been in their life. They're going to be more dead than they've ever been in their life. So I'm here to tell you today, do not let God go. Do not let him go. He's the best thing that's ever happened to us. And hey, man, he'll change us. And he'll be the dearest friend we've ever had. Because I'm telling you, church, now, the devil will do anything to keep lost people lost. Keep lost people lost. That's why God has us as Christians to be a light in this dark and sin-cursed world. I'm glad this world's not my home. I will boldly say that my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I'm glad I know I'm saved. That's the best decision I've ever made in my life, when Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. So I'm just here to tell you that hell is 100% real. It is 100% real. It ain't no fairy tale. When you're dead, your body is going to be dead, but your soul is going to live forever and ever, either heaven or hell. The gospel is the good news. Now, the gospel is the good news, and I'm glad that we can be saved because He loves us. The Bible says, "For God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." He wants us to give our life to Him. He wants us to be born again. He wants us to give our life to Him. And hell, when you're in hell, you're gone forever. I remember, I believe it was Ed McAfee said, if he could go to hell, he would preach them out of hell. Didn't I say that right, Brother Tommy? Yes, sir. Amen. He said if he could go to hell, he would preach them out of hell. But once you're in hell, you're gone forever. 100 years from now, if you're lost, you're still going to be in hell. 1,000 years from now, you're still going to be in hell. 1,000,000 years from now, you're still going to be in hell. 1,000,000,000 years from now, you're still going to be in hell. 1,000,000,000,000, and it's going to go on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And when you're there, then you're done. But as long as you're here on earth, God wants you saved. He wants you saved. And be a born-again believer. It'll be the best decision you'll ever make. The best decision you will ever make. And I'm glad to say that Jesus saved my soul. And by the way, my time is up. I'm done. Just give your life to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. That's all I'm going to say. Because it's real. It's real. Hell is for eternity, but heaven, oh, what joy. I'm excited. I'm ready. When the roll is called up yonder, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. Brother Steve, I ain't trying to take your time. Here you go.